This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want to pick off the second hour of the program. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up is smartphone addiction, causing even more problems than it normally did due to the pandemic or due to the lockdowns. You can share your thoughts with us and bring up anything. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
Matt, you had a story about the creepy government gang at the U.S. federal government and this new infrastructure bill that I believe has been passed and signed. It's a done deal, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
We talked a few weeks ago about this bill and the provision that says that by 2026 there will be DUI checks in every single new vehicle, meaning that you, as a driver who has never had a drink before in your life, will be subjected to being a suspect as a potential DUI, and you will have to pass whatever this technology is. And they hadn't decided yet at the time that the bill was passed what the technology will be. So they're leaving that up to the Department of Transportation or some bureaucracy to determine what to use. And the news was, this is going to be true of every car manufactured. They said it could be as soon as 2026. Now, that was also a kind of a question mark as far as when the final date will be, when this will take effect. But it could be as soon as 2026, where every new car will have at least one, if not more than one form of technology to detect your blood alcohol content and either stop you from, or either let you drive or stop you from even turning the car
on. Yeah, what it sounds like is some type of AI that's going to learn you. And if you drive outside the bounds of what it has learned about you, then it will basically prevent you from turning the car on, or it'll just shut your car off.
So I had heard in the story.
What would be the point of that? Sorry, like if you're just driving differently that day.
Because if you're driving hammered, it'll sense that you're driving hammered. Or if you're driving when you're too tired, it'll sense that you're driving when you're too tired.
And interesting, because I had not heard that one. What they were speculating in the story that we read was that there were a couple of technologies that they were looking at. One of them would measure the blood alcohol content in the air somehow, like to smell for alcohol.
The article I'm reading just says, is talking about it's passively monitoring the performance of a driver of a motor vehicle to accurately identify whether that driver may be impaired. It doesn't. That's in quotes, so it doesn't say anything about actual air monitoring.
That was one idea.
I don't doubt that that would be an easy one.
The other idea was that there would be some sort of a sensor on the steering wheel that could be, apparently they say that you can measure someone's blood alcohol content through their skin without like piercing the skin, but just like an infrared scan of some sort could actually detect whether somebody has alcohol running through their veins. So the idea would be if your hands are on the steering wheel, it's constantly checking you to see if you've got alcohol in your system.
It seems like another easy one, but
or all of the above.
The creepy, or all the above, but there's a creepy component to it. Apparently, the legislation leaves open and somewhat names the ability for third parties to have back doors to this, all the technology that's in the car.
Facebook.
Yeah.
They get to control your car.
So a lot of people are worried about, like, who would the third parties be that had access to insurance companies, the cops. If they just don't want you to run away from them, they just push a button on the dashboard of their car and it kills your car inside.
Can't they already do that with OnStar?
I'm not sure. I would imagine there's some sort of way to do that. No, I know a lot of people.
I swear I've heard that, like, if you've got OnStar in your system, and the cops, you know, like, oh, your car got stolen or whatever, you call the police, they can remotely shut it off.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, the tech's already there. Now they're saying it's going to be in every car.
In every car, and it's not necessarily a voluntary thing whether or not it's going to be in your car.
So you've got to pay for all the stupid mandated government crap. That's why cars keep, one of the reasons, besides inflation, one of the reasons why cars keep getting more expensive. The government gang just keeps saying, oh, yeah, you need to put this in there and that in there, and, you know, catalytic converter on up, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well put. Mm-hmm. That said, I think this... I'm curious. You know, a Rush song comes to mind. And whenever I'm thinking about freedom stuff, Rush songs come to mind. But
isn't he Canadian?
Yeah, they're all Canadian. But Neil Peart wrote most of the lyrics, and he's also a notable Ayn Rand acolyte. But
wasn't there a Trailer Park Boys episode with Rush in it where they're helping him run drugs or something like that?
They were trying to kidnap Alex Lifeson. But they ended up making buddies with him. But anyway, so the Rush song Red Barchetta, mm-hmm. it's about a motor law that was passed, and this kid likes to escape the cities to go out to his uncle's farm, where his uncle has preserved this old red sports car, and he likes to take it out for illegal spins, and he gets chased down by the cops, and he leaves him at the riverside because he goes across a bridge that's too narrow for them. And,
nice.
But it kind of reminds me of that. It's like, what kind of are we going to be allowed, if we want to get around this type of thing? I have a 1976 Volkswagen Beetle back in New York, right?
And wow,
I love that car. It's a carbureted car. It's about as fast as a lawnmower, but it'll run on just about anything I dump in the gas tank. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as it resembles gas, and it doesn't ask me any questions. It doesn't have any computers. It's got a cap and rotor. It doesn't have electronic ignition. There's nothing to fry.
Right.
You know?
Survive an EMP, is what you're saying?
Almost. Okay. It'll fry some easily replaceable $2 pieces, which I have extras in the glove box anyway. You know, it's a tune-up component that gets killed. So that said, are they going to ban old cars?
That's a great question. I mean, they're not going to do it right out the gate.
Yeah, maybe later down the road.
They need to make it so the mandated cars are going to be in the used car marketplace and starting to filter into those folks. Because not everybody can afford to buy a brand new car.
Right.
But yeah, that's an excellent question, Matt. And I suspect that that is in the long-term plans for these people.
There's so many reasons that this is a bad law, obviously just in general freedom perspective and privacy perspective, but also I think that it could cause more harm than good just because technology makes mistakes, for one thing. It could just think you're drunk when you're not. And another thing that comes to mind is me and my friend, we used to go meet completely random people in the town over from us in Utah. And we'd, like, go find people to get drunk or high with.
Usually, how would you meet these people?
Walmart parking lots, stuff like that. Well, we lived in such a small town. This is a fun thing to do. So we would meet random people, like, that were going to have a party in the mountains. What if I was, like, just a little drunk and had to get away from those people?
Mm.
I'm not a bad driver drunk.
Right.
And I'm sure there are people that are like, no, never, never, not even once. But, yeah, I've driven with a little bit of alcohol in my system.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, you go to some party with some strangers, turns out they're dangerous.
You got to go.
And you got to get out.
And you have a little bit of alcohol in your system.
Your car's like, sorry, get raped instead.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a really crazy thing.
That's sure there's plenty of reasons that you would need to get away from a situation.
Right. The government does not care about your needs, and they don't care about your safety at all whatsoever. And if it wasn't for the psycho rapists in the mountains raping you, it'll be the government anyway, because they're all the same psychopaths. They just took different paths in life.
Yeah, and you're talking about a place that's out in the boonies, right? Like, there's nothing out there. The odds that you would even be driving on a road with other cars would be fairly low, right?
Well, we would go to the town over that was populated, but, yeah, we would drive home largely.
Well, if you're having a mountain party, there's people out there?
Well, there would be a good amount of people on that mountain that I was talking about because it's like a pass where people go to party.
Gotcha. Okay.
But then more than 50 minutes home would be like probably seeing no other cars.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's why it wasn't that big of a deal to drink over there and then go home.
Right. Wow. Yeah, scary stuff. And that's just one example of how that somebody could get caught up by this system and actually harmed by it. So, is there anything else we need to know about this, Matt?
Not yet. Well, I'll keep you posted. It's coming. I'm watching this one. I don't know. You know, everybody knows that I'm a narrow Matt, and I'm the gun guy, but not everybody knows that I'm a motorhead.
Yeah, that's true.
I love turning wrenches, and I love cars, and always have cars, motorcycles, anything with a motor. So I paid really close attention to this because sometimes you just want to go fast.
Yeah, and this is going to take you out of the new car market as of 2026.
Yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, we all know that people who are heavy drinkers who find out about this are also never going to buy a car after 20 minutes.
That's right.
So, like, the serious drinkers are going to just avoid this.
I actually do have one more thought on that.
We'll continue.
We'll come back.
This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
up live. You can bring up anything here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
We're talking about some of the creepy stuff that the federal government gang wants to do to all new vehicles. And it sounds like they're gonna, because the bill passed. It is one of the things that's in the, I don't know how many thousands of pages the infrastructure bill is, but it's a big one. $1.7 trillion or something like that. The one of the things they're going to do is they're going to put into all new cars as soon as 2026 DUI checks. So they're going to make sure that you don't have blood alcohol content prior to starting a car, and also continually monitor you while operating the car. And we already knew about that, and what you brought in tonight, Matt, that was new information to me, was they're also going to open up cars to be accessible remotely
by third parties.
Certain groups like the police, where if they want to stop you from driving, they can just press a button.
If they want to stop you from having the wrong political beliefs and trying to get away from them.
Yeah, or whatever. They just don't want you to get somewhere. They will stop you. Mm-hmm. In mid-travel. And you said you had one other thought about this situation.
Yeah, so I was just trying to think of workarounds for that, you know.
Besides just buying old cars?
Yeah, just, well, yeah. Yes and no and yes. So everybody's, sorry, most people probably heard of a Shelby Cobra. Old sports car. If anybody's seen Ford versus Ferrari with Matt Damon, the newer movie that came out last year, it was really an awesome job they did on that movie. Carroll Shelby brought together two companies to make an amazing sports car back in the 60s called the Cobra. Had an AC body out of Great Britain, and it had big Ford engines, and they were just fast, insane little fast cars. Well, they stopped making them in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
The last Cobra was made in 67. However, today you can still buy a brand new, it's called a continuation car, a brand new Shelby Cobra.
In the 1967 format?
You can buy a brand new 1967 Shelby
Cobra.
No.
Oh.
A brand new.
Who's making them?
A company called Superformance has the rights from Shelby to make those cars.
Does that upset Ford a little bit?
I don't think Ford ever had a say in it.
Hmm. Just their engines?
It's a Chevy licensed thing. They can buy as many Ford engines as they want to put into these things.
Huh.
And they are brand new cars. Titled as 67s.
Whoa.
Yep. And they don't have to follow emissions because it's a 67.
God.
You don't have to have this kind of, you know, all the safety features and stuff, you know. So it's a 1967. You got a 520 horsepower car.
So it's one of those cars where you can actually pop the hood and reach in there and you know, there's not like a ton of crap in it.
Correct. If you want a fuel injector thing, go right ahead. If you want to load it down with computers and technology stuff, go right ahead. But it's
not coming off the line that way.
You can get it off the line that way if that's how you order it. But
there's options like that?
You can get it with a carbureted 427 side oiler. You can get them with 390, 351 Windsor.
What does one of these things cost? Like, if you're going to do it up old style, like the original.
I saw a used one that was pretty basic. It was a 15-year-old Superformance Shelby Cobra.
Mm-hmm.
And
so these guys have been doing this for a while.
Yeah, for a long time. Okay. This is a 15-year-old version I saw for sale down in Connecticut, and that was $72,000 they wanted for that. So
brand new. These are over $100,000.
Yeah, right? You can get a Cobra kit car. From, you know, Factory 5 or some other company that makes, there's 100 companies out there that make Cobra kit cars.
What's a
legendary
kit car?
It's literally just a fiberglass body that looks like a Cobra, and you usually put it on like some other chassis, or you make a chassis for it.
You build the car from scratch.
You build, and it's not ever as good as like an original, you know.
It
looks the part, but it's not the part.
Mm.
But a Superformance Cobra is a Cobra. Cobra. It's
That's
a
amazing.
Real by-design Cobra.
Do these guys sell other old model cars?
They do, and some of them are totally wicked. I'm not sure what the legality around those are. Those might be considered something else, but somehow the Cobras are Cobras.
And these are considered 1967s because, what, the plans are from 67?
I'm not sure what their workaround on that.
Uh-huh.
I've never understood how that all works.
It won't say anything. Like, if you bought one today, it wouldn't say anything about 2021 on it.
No, it's a 1967 Cobra, or you can get a 63 Cobra. It depends on what body style you want. You know, you can get the older body style, the newer body style. You know, but yeah, so that might be. If that's the way things are going, then I'll take.
Let's go back to the past.
You know, I'll take a 1976 Bronco with a 351. Or
when
maybe
did they start to introduce all the government mandated like catalytic converter? You know, all the
catalytic converters. My 76 Beetle that I was just talking about has a catalytic converter, and that's a 76. I do believe that was one of the first years where they started acquiring meddling. That. Yeah, so my Beetle has a charcoal canister and a catalytic converter and, you know, recirculation garbage, and it makes the car run like crap. So I've torn the engine out of that. It's got a 73 engine in it now,
which
didn't have that.
Okay.
So 73 didn't have it, 76 did have it.
Okay, good to know.
So that's, you know, somewhere.
Yeah,
in that,
I think the used car market's going to get a little more interesting coming up when all these government mandates start cramming into the new cars.
Yep, I agree.
Because it used to just be, you know, under the hood stuff. Most people probably don't know about that,
they don't even
right?
Think about it.
They don't know about what's under there. You know, the mandatory black box. I think they've got those now in cars, right?
That's a black box.
History recorder. It'll record things like impact G-forces and things like that, and they can tell how fast you've gone and how high you've revved and how many times you've done that, and the car keeps track of all this stuff. So, like in sports cars especially, they want to, you know, if you ever got into an accident that was potentially your fault, all they got to do is plug into the computer of the car and ask it what was going on. And it'll tell them. It can't take a picture of what was going on, but it can give them a good idea. Yeah, well, he was sideways at 45 miles an hour, and you know, and when he impacted the school bus, it hit with this many G-forces, which means he was going at least this many miles per hour.
Yeah, so that's another government-mandated thing. I mean, you know a lot about cars. Give me a quick rundown. Like, what? I mean, it may be an exhaustive list, but what are some of the things that they've been forcing on all car manufacturers for the last?
Well, I mean, we've seen the if you ever park, I looked at a 2022 Camaro the other day, brand new Camaro SS, gorgeous car. It looks a lot like the original 1967, 68 Camaros.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to park a 67 or 68 Camaro next to that modern Camaro SS, even though they're the same shape, you'll notice that the new Camaro SS is a lot bigger. It's a big, fat, chunky car.
Probably heavier.
Way heavier.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is it's all impact zone this and airbag that. And, you know, every time you add another nut or bolt to a car, not to mention just the dimensions in order to house it to make it look. You know, if you look at a new Porsche 911, it's a 911. It's a shape that's, you know, you can identify that shape 100 miles away. Well, if you put a brand new 911 next to even a 2002 911, it's just a huge car compared to the old cars. Mm-hmm. They're not, and the reason is they have to magnify the size of the car just so they can fit in all the government crap.
It's terrible.
It's totally horrible.
If you want to weigh in, maybe you know a thing or two about the topic, you're welcome to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. It's not going to get any better either. I mean, these government goons think they know everything about what should be under the hood, and it's just going to keep getting worse.
Yep.
Before you know it, they're not even going to let you drive them anymore.
And the weight of the car destroys your gas mileage.
That's true. There's more coming up here. We got time for you. You want to join us? You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Plus, smartphone addiction. We can get into that. Is it getting worse than it's ever been? You can share your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. And a little bit of good news. As a Keene police baddie makes a turn for the good. We'll tell you about it. Coming out.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The new COVID variant isn't slowing down holiday travel. More cars will be on the road today, making for a slower commute. In cities like Los Angeles, Seattle, Houston, Phoenix, and Chicago, traffic is expected to soar 200%. Gabe Sagley is a senior editor with TravelZoo. He tells Fox News people are traveling in droves.
And as we saw yesterday, the TSA set a record 2.1 million Americans traveling through two TSA checkpoints. That beats 2019 pre-pandemic levels for that same exact pre-Christmas day.
The Biden administration is shipping another 350 million vaccine doses overseas. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the doses are going to 111 countries around the world. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter has been found guilty of manslaughter for killing Dante Wright during a traffic stop. Potter always maintained she shot Wright by accident when he resisted arrest, mistaking her service weapon for a taser. The charges carry a maximum sentence of 15 years. Two new studies suggest the Omicron COVID variant could be much less likely to lead to severe illness than the Delta variant. Researchers at Scotland's University of Edinburgh finding the variant's risk of hospitalization is two-thirds that of Delta. A study out of South Africa, where the variant was first detected, indicated people with Omicron infections are 80% less likely to wind up in the hospital than those who contract other strains of the virus. It could be a great Christmas for someone. Saturday's giant Powerball jackpot stands at an even $400 million. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones open. If you want to join us here, number 603-283-6160. We're talking about cars and how newer is not necessarily better. In fact, it doesn't seem like it's better at all.
At all.
When it comes to cars, because, well, the government goons have been meddling in and under the hood for decades now, and they just keep getting worse with their mandates. We're going to continue with the discussion here. It's Ian, Matt, and Bonnie in the studio. We've also been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency and or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide. And for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can go and grab some over at xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. And all you need is just an email address to sign up over at xmarkets, which is pretty unusual, but that's the way they do it there. And you can trade dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then buy ITR with your Tether. ITR is the Intercoin investor token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Let's go to CW. He's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. CW, you're on Free Talk Live. Do we still have CW going once? CW going twice. All right, let's try Hank in Ocala, Florida. Hank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, glad to be on.
Sir.
I've been working on cars all my life, and I own my own repair shop. But, yeah, the cars keep advancing, and they do record a lot of information that a lot of people driving are not aware of it. And the information is recorded a lot for technicians to be able to repair a car. Well, what was it doing when this happened? And so, like, if airbag goes off, it records the speed, brake, and a lot of other things nowadays on cars. It's easily accessible. In 2026, a lot of cars will drive themselves or come close to it. It may not be fully where you just get in the car and let it go, but it will be very advanced. Next 4 years.
Yeah, I already have a Kia that kind of does it itself, and that's a Kia.
Which is cheap, right?
Yeah, it wasn't really a cheap car, but it's a cheap car.
That's kind of what Kia's known for, is affordable.
Yeah, and it's a great car. I mean, you set the cruise control, and it basically pays attention to the lines for you, and it will go around the bends, and, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, it makes turns for you. He showed me.
Yeah, I took Bonnie out when I first got it and went out for a ride, and I was like, look, Bonnie, no hands. And it keeps its own speed. It'll slow down if there's a car in front of you. It'll speed up when it speeds up. After a couple minutes, it'll whine at you and say, hey, I'm going to shut off this stuff if you don't touch the steering wheel. So you touch the steering wheel, and it'll go back to doing what it was doing.
And advance that technology 4 years and see where we're at. Yeah, it's going to be a different world in the future. A lot of it's collision avoidance and safety. And when cars probably do drive themselves and are able to avoid collision avoidance, we'll need less airbags. Biggest thing is, airbags cost a lot of money. All the safety stuff costs a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so you pay dearly for it in a car. And until we figure out a better way, and humans are not good drivers, so machines will probably exceed us by long ways in the near future.
Well, that's another concern that I have. I mean, Matt, you had brought up the question of once they start rolling out these mandates, mandatory DUI, mandatory we can stop your car anywhere we want, this is going to happen as soon as 2026, are they going to outlaw older cars within a number of years? And another question is, are they going to outlaw me being able to drive a car?
Right.
Well, of whatever age the car happens to be at some point. Because I mean, I like computers as much as the next, you know, Zennial, or not, I'm not Zennial, but Gen X. What's X and Millennial? Is that Zennial? Or anyway.
Xennial.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, I like the idea of driving and continuing to drive. I enjoy driving, and I don't really want a computer to take
that chance. No, you know, I was thinking about this earlier. If I want to have kids, if Nikki and I have a kid this year, it's getting 16 years from now, when I want to go teach that kid how to drive stick.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be able to teach my kid how to drive stick, or am I the end of that road?
I want to be able to move a car into a place that is not, you know, where a car is supposed to go if I have to. Mm-hmm. Like, if I have to drive into the, not that I really think this is ever going to happen, but if I have to drive into the woods to get away from somebody, I don't want my car to be like, you cannot go there.
Right? Yeah, right.
What do you think, Hank? Is it going to go that direction?
Yeah, to a certain extent, obsolescence gets rid of a lot of cars. People don't want to repair them and maintain them after a certain point.
I do.
Not that car don't have another 20 years in it, but they like something fresh and new. So we replace a lot of the old cars, and you can take states like California, they already penalize you for driving older vehicles. The insurance companies already penalize you. First thing you want to know, if you got a car, does it have airbags? Does it have anti-lock brakes? Does it have a backup camera? Does it have any of these safety features? If not, you pay more in insurance.
You say you've got a car shop that you run?
Yes, sir.
What do you drive personally?
I drive a 2003 Dodge.
Gotcha.
And I got a few classic cars. Yeah, I like to drive them, but it's not my daily drivers.
Are you like me and a lot of other people that are just not interested in these brand new cars that are coming out?
No, well, I'm not. Number one, that's a big waste of money.
Sure.
You know, it depreciates higher rate than anything else you'll buy. And I see it now. People repair cars more and more because the costs are replacing them is getting to be so expensive.
Yeah, there's
that. In the future, electric cars and self-driving cars, I wouldn't buy a new car right now. If I did, it'd probably be electric because I wouldn't want to be the guy stuck with a gas car in the near future.
That's what I'm thinking. I want an old gas car that I can convert to alcohol because I can get a still and some sugar, corn, grass, and I can make alcohol to dump in that gas tank.
And also, Ford's already offering their electric Mustang motor as a replacement engine for older cars.
I know. Wow. I saw that.
A lot of that in the future. I think eventually, this is my opinion, I think we'd be better off. I'd like to have it on my truck. If you could buy aftermarket self-driving kit, or at least something like you were talking about your Kia doing, where it follows the lanes and helps you out.
Yeah, it's just got an eyeball built into the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hank, for the call tonight. I appreciate the expertise. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. And there's another co-host of ours, Chris, who's our Friday night co-host. He told me that he's got like in a garage somewhere, some car that is identical to, I don't know if it's like the Honda. He drives like a Honda.
Yeah.
I think he's got the same exact car parked in a garage somewhere from like 2002 or whenever the thing was made. And the reason is there was something, and we'll have to ask him about this. Maybe we'll remember to ask him tomorrow. But there was one of those government mandates, and it might have been the black box where, like, the car just became so computerized. And he's a computer guy, but he's also a privacy guy.
Yes.
And so when they mandated, maybe it was the black box to go into cars, he said, "That's it. I'm drawing the line right here at this year." And so
he bought another one.
Yeah. So he went out and bought the same exact car. And is just, like, taking care of it, you know, just so when he finally runs his current one into the ground.
I did not know that. That's hilarious.
At least that's what I'm pretty sure he told me that.
I hope he's taking care of it. The car cannot sit around well.
Yeah, he can't let it sit. I just thought that was interesting. Like, you know, he drew the line saying, I'm not buying a car newer than this date ever.
I was wondering why he drives that old beater.
Yeah, sometimes I wondered that, too.
But there's going to be a lot of people that are going to say, all right, well, I'm just going to keep repairing this damn thing. I don't want to get a 2025 or a 2026 because things are going to get even more evil after 2026. And they start mandating DUI checks inside your car, mandating the technology to allow the police to just stop you anytime they want. The number is 603-283-6160. Oh, you missed a payment. Ford's going to stop you now.
All right.
We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest #1 national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The number, you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is raising funds for Give Directly, which is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients that are in need and use mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached. And in the last decade, they've delivered over $400 million to over a million people who really needed help. They show, the research shows, that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like access to employment, nutrition, health, and education. In addition, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away choosing for them. So if that's what you prefer, we agree. And that's why Free Talk Live is matching your donations to Give Directly. They're helping right now people in Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in dire need of assistance. And we will be matching your donations up to a total of $30,000. So if you're feeling generous this holiday season, get on over to give.freetalklive.com and you can help these families in Kenya. That's give.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Vernon, first up in New Orleans, you're on Free Talk Live.
I think that this electric vehicle thing is a complete fad because a Biden, like this happened whenever Obama was in, as the president, you know, green, and then Trump became the president and, you know, it all went back to gasoline. And not only that, I still don't think the technology behind batteries that power electric vehicles are, you know, evolved enough to be able to really support our true driving habits. I mean, I go through a tank of gas a week, you know, let's probably about 420 miles in my current car. Mm-hmm. And if I were to do that, you know, cross country or, you know, just go from one destination to another, you know, I don't even know what the range is for a car, for an electric vehicle now, but surely it's not more than 100 miles on a full charge.
Yeah, they're way over 100 miles now. The Nissan Leaf is approaching 100 miles, and that's just an around town kind of car.
Isn't the Tesla over 100?
Yeah, the Teslas are all over 100, but that's still not 100 miles is not good enough. Like, if you think about somebody like me with my day job, in non-COVID times when I'm actually visiting my accounts, it's totally possible for me to put 1,200 or 1,300 miles on in a week. So that's four or five days.
And then
I would love to have a Tesla that would do that for me, but it's not going to work. I mean, I can't, I cannot possibly cover that amount of territory in an electric car if I'm going to sit around at some charging station. Hopefully, there's one where I need there to be one. It's just the infrastructure is not there. The technology is not there. Kia's got a new one coming out. Kia and Hyundai have some of the best electrical technology going right now. And the new Kia is going to get, I think they said it's going to get 276 miles to the charge, which is very respectable. I think we're really starting to get there. There are some high-end electric cars from companies never heard of that are over the 450, 460 per charge. And they
But how long do they take to charge up?
So are
think about it. You're going to get them up to about an 88 to 92% charge, and it's
how long?
It's going to take you like a half an hour, 45 minutes. Okay. And a supercharger, that is, if you're just trickle charging that thing at your house
that's
through
all night,
three pump, right. At least all night.
So are you disagreeing that it's a fad?
I'm wondering more about the long-term benefits to the environment, because actually mining the cobalt and the lithium
for the batteries,
and then finding a way to dispose of it, and you try to use some of it over again when when it's all dead and the battery's dead, that is extremely pollutive.
So, go ahead, Vernon.
Is that a mileage just on a flat surface if I live in Texas, or is that actually, you know, in a hilly terrain? And then not only the other thing, we're using the same battery technology that we've had since the 80s and the 70s. I mean, there haven't really been that big of leaps as far as technology that's used in batteries, right?
That's correct.
Well, I mean, there's definitely
lithium polymer batteries. I mean, it's still just it's an object that holds a charge, really. But the going up and down the hills is definitely going to make a big difference. You know, like he's got a point when he's talking about, are you cruising across Kansas right now? Yeah. Are you driving through Vermont?
That's a good question. But, I mean, as far as battery technology, are you saying that car batteries haven't changed that significantly? Because, obviously, we didn't have access to lithium-ion batteries and things like that, but which you see in phones and other high-tech devices. Those didn't exist. Exist from in my recollection back in the 90s, did they? I don't think they did. So batteries are definitely
been mining lithium since the 80s and the 90s. I don't know how prevalent it was, but it's still, I mean, so you, instead of whatever it was used previously to charge with, you just replace it with lithium, when lithium can hold a longer charge, but it's still ultimately the same technology. The battery, you know, itself, you know, it's still not holding what I would consider a full enough charge to really warrant giving up a gasoline-powered vehicle. There's no way in the world that I'll probably ever buy an electric car or even a hybrid in the next 10 years unless there are significant improvements in battery technology. Honestly, I think it's a waste of money unless you just drive from your house to maybe work 10 miles here or there a day. But
yeah, I don't have time to sit
like
at
me, and you're going, you know, from New Orleans all the way over to Florida, you know, 700 miles. That's a long time.
Yeah, and I don't have the dedication to a technology to sit around a gas station for 45 minutes waiting for a car to charge up.
Yeah, and, you know, I've had an idea. You know, consider the size of the battery, and I'll tell you what, just a side note to the caller, I have a Kia Niro, and I got to tell you, I love the thing. I love the
Wait,
great.
That's electric?
It's a hybrid.
Oh,
they do come in an electric version, but it's useless to me. I need the hybrid. But I really, really like the hybrid. So the answer to what your problem is with the hybrid electric thing, go ahead and get the hybrid as like your daily to get you back and forth to work. You'd be happy you did. Why don't you go ahead and grab yourself, a C5 Corvette from the late 90s as well, something with an LS V8 that scratched that itch. And then you got the best of both worlds, an old Chevy pickup with a V8, you know, it'll scratch that itch. So you can still bring your dyno fuel, and it'll do all the dyno fuel things you want it to, and you have a good time doing it. But at the same time, on a daily, you got something that you can beat around and go get the groceries and get 50 miles to the gallon with.
Isn't the cost of maintaining a hybrid vehicle, though, substantially more than just a regular gasoline vehicle as far as maintenance of the batteries and everything?
Hasn't been for me. I mean, I think that's pretty dumbed down at this point. They got the technology in line so far now where it's maintainable, and I own it. I own it under warranty as well. It's a brand new car, so I'm not worried about that. At the same time, I also recently bought an old beater Prius. That thing's got 240,000 miles on it. Runs like a Swiss watch. The battery's fine. The battery components for that. The batteries in one of these cars, they're not just one battery. It's a stack of several batteries. And you can find out. You can go through your battery pack with a multimeter, find out which module's dead. Pull it, replace it with another one for $30-$40, I think. Glue it all back together, put the seats back in, and it's good until another module goes dead. So, we're talking a 2006 Prius. That's a 15-year-old Prius in that case. So, yeah, the technology's been around for a long time. It's okay. Regular mechanics know how to work on them now.
Vernon, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. Someone who knows nothing about cars, Sarah, is on the line. You've never driven in your life, have you?
Well, I used to drive my parents' car, but but when I was young, but after a big wreck, I couldn't drive my cars anymore.
Oh, you got in a car wreck?
At least three of them so far. That's why I'm really afraid of cars.
Some people shouldn't be behind a wheel, and I guess you're one of them. So were you the cause of the wrecks, or were you, the victim?
Well, I think I was sometimes the cause of the... I think a couple of times I was the cause of it, and one time I was the victim. But it's still traumatizing.
Yeah.
But I'm all in for the electric cars and fuel cell cars and clean environment. And,
you hear Matt say just a moment ago that the batteries, acquiring them, the chemicals, the things that go into these batteries,
the amount of diesel the truck's pulling it out of the ground are using?
that you're actually going to damage the environment more just by continuing the manufacture of these things? Doesn't that concern you?
The clean air outweighs the battery polluting part of it. That's my vent on it.
It doesn't.
Why not?
Because the mining operation, think about when you're taking petroleum out of the ground, right? Mm-hmm. You find petroleum, you drill a hole, you put a pump on it, you let the pump run, and it pumps petroleum out. Presto, you got fuel.
Right.
You drive a tractor trailer out there to pick up the fuel. They take it to a manufacturing plant that makes gasoline and kerosene and diesel. With this, you got to mine the minerals. You got to convert it all into a battery. The trucks that are mining the minerals are big mining machines that are running on diesel.
Yeah, they're not electric.
No, they're dirty. And it just gets worse from there. And then when it comes time the battery's dead, you got to dispose of it, and it's a hazardous waste situation. That's expensive, too.
There's more coming up here. Sarah, if you want, I know you're calling for a different reason, so we'll bring you back here in an hour.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.